Hello, and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Jerry Stuckey. Father Jerry lives in St. Louis and is director of the St. Dominic Mission Society. His preaching is entitled, Let's Make an Offer They Can't Refuse.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Saul, still breathing murderous threats against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked him for letters to the synagogues in Damascus, that if he should find any men or women who belonged to the way, he might bring them back to Jerusalem in chains. On his journey, as he was nearing Damascus, a light from the sky suddenly flashed around him. He fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to him, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? He said, Who are you, sir? The reply came, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. Now get up and go into the city, and you will be told what you must do. The men who were traveling with him stood speechless, for they heard the voice, but could see no one. Saul got up from the ground, but when he opened his eyes, he could see nothing. So they led him by the hand and brought him to Damascus. For 3 days he was unable to see, and he neither ate nor drank. There was a disciple in Damascus named Ananias, and the Lord said to him in a vision, Ananias. He answered, Here I am, Lord. The Lord said to him, Get up and go to the street called Straight, and ask at the house of Judas for a man from Tarsus named Saul. He is there praying, and in a vision he has seen a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him, that he may regain his sight. But Ananias replied, Lord, I have heard from many sources about this man, what evil things he has done to your holy ones in Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to imprison all who call upon your name. But the Lord said to him, Go, for this man is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before Gentiles, kings, and children of Israel. And I will show him what he will have to suffer for my name. So Ananias went and entered the house, laying his hands on him. He said, Saul, my brother, the Lord has sent me. Jesus, who appeared to you on the way by which you came, that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Immediately, things like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. He got up and was baptized. And when he had eaten, he recovered his strength. He stayed some days with the disciples in Damascus, and he began at once to proclaim Jesus in the synagogues, that he is the Son of God. The Word of the Lord. I'm going to make him an offer he cannot refuse. That threatening statement is repeated 3 times in the memorable movie, The Godfather. The Godfather, who is Mario Puzo, whose mafia family brutally eliminates any enemy who refuses his offers. Well, reading the Acts of the Apostles for today suddenly appalled me to really recall that our dear Saint Paul was once just like the godfather, Saul of Tarsus, breathing murderous threats against the disciples, it says, asking for letters from the high priest in Jerusalem so that he can go to the synagogues in Damascus to round up Christians and bring them back to Jerusalem in chains, where surely they would make an offer they could not refuse. Saint Stephen, you recall, was taken before the high priest in Jerusalem and stoned to death with our dear ringleader Saul of Tarsus as the coach on the sidelines, keeping guard of their clothes and valuables while they did the stoning, which he probably gave orders for. Until we fully recognize that St. Paul was at first the ringleader and organizer of pogroms against Christians, we might miss this truly remarkable, miraculous conversion that he underwent on the road to Damascus. There's something tremendously frightening about godfathers. You know, we all can think of modern ones, perhaps. I'm thinking of godfathers of any type. They're not just the don or the mob boss. They're also the pimps and drug lords. They're the grand wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, the thugs, the hitmen, gang leaders, bullies of all stripes, whether at your school, in your workplace, or on the highways. They are as prejudiced against the other as Saul of Tarsus was prejudiced against and hated Christians. These mafiosos, godfathers, bullies, make demands that one better not refuse. They give orders to eliminate their enemies. Sadly enough, they are all too common in our world today, as you know. So what really happened on that road to Damascus? After all, this is the super intellectual Saul of Tarsus, holier than thou Pharisee, best student of Gamaliel, who happens to be the most influential and best rabbi in Jerusalem. Saul's got power and can hobnob with the high priest. What turns a godfather like Saul around? None other than the Lord Jesus himself. It blows your mind, not simply that the Lord appeared to Saul as light and a voice, but really that a murderous louse like him would be so completely converted. He becomes the apostle to the Gentiles. I mean, I find it mind-boggling. We, like Ananias back in Damascus, are rightly afraid of such people, murderous bullies out there. Ananias sure didn't want to go see some head of the cartel that kills Christians. Being one of the original 70 disciples of Jesus himself, he would have been one of those rounded up and taken in chains. But the Lord appears to Ananias also and encourages him to visit this blinded Saul, lay his hands on him, heal him, instruct him, and baptize him, Paul. The Lord has plans for him. You know, it has to give us hope. The Lord can change and heal the sin-sick soul of the worst among us. Sometimes the godfathers fall to the ground, and they actually learn or know who they are finally persecuting. Sometimes we disciples, like Ananias, we have to go. Fear and trembling, perhaps, but we have to go do the work of the Lord of healing, instructing, and baptizing our own enemies. Well, we can make them an offer they cannot refuse. the risen Lord Jesus.